The first time he saw Carl, Lee thought, I could use that if the family jewels weren't in pawn to Uncle Junk. The boy was blonde, his face thin and sharp, with a few freckles. Always a little pink around the ears and nose, as though he had just washed. Lee had never known anyone who looked as clean as Carl, with his small, round, brown eyes and his fuzzy blonde hair. He reminded Lee of a young bird. Lee looked for some contact with him. The boy listened politely and seemed to understand what Lee was saying. After some initial balking, he accepted the fact of Lee's sexual interest in his person. He told Lee, since I can't change my mind about you, I will have to change my mind about other things. Since I can't change my mind about you, I will have to change my mind about other things. Lee soon found he could make no progress, so he's not queer. People can be obliging. What is the obstacle? Lee finally guessed the answer. What makes it impossible is that his mother wouldn't like it. What makes it impossible is that his mother wouldn't like it. One afternoon, Lee was walking with Carl by the Amsterdam Avenue Park. Suddenly, Carl bowed slightly and shook Lee's hand. Best of luck, he said, and ran for a streetcar. Lee stood looking after him, then walked over into the park and sat down on a concrete bench that was molded to resemble wood. Blue flowers from a blossoming tree had fallen onto the bench and on the walk in front of it. Lee sat there watching the flowers move along the path in a warm spring wind. The sky was clouding up for an afternoon shower. Lee felt lonely and defeated. He was very tired. He saw a shadowy line of boys, and as each boy came to the front of the line, he said, best of luck, and then ran for a streetcar. Best of luck, and then ran for a streetcar. Best of